Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 323. We have always said, don't be fooled by X, formerly known as Twitter, as a free speech platform. Folks, they are censoring government, FBI corruption, and this new documentary that's being produced about the FBI Whitmer kidnapping scam. It obviously was entrapment. The wicked government as well is spending a lot of money on AI total surveillance without any human interaction. I'm going to read an article that I briefly covered the last podcast that we did, Final Days Report, episode 322, that is alarming. It's Big Brother, my friends, beyond belief. All of this will come to you with a digital false flag to bring in this beast system. All right, first article, burn it all down, order out of chaos, bring in this beast system. False flag screams to me. They have a certain excuse to bring down the internet for internet hacking. They have China, Russia, and also the Sun. Let's read from the Express. NASA preparing for internet apocalypse as huge solar storm could hit Earth by 2025. 2025, the Deagle Report. Burn it all down. Shut the grid down. The Earth's energy grids could be sent into meltdown with the onset of a solar storm in the next year. Excuse, excuse, excuse. I think they will just shut it down. And I'm going to prove out in this VCast, they are building this AI beast system, this all-knowing fake God system. It reminds me of Revelation 17, verse 13. These have one mind, one hive mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, unto the Antichrist. You can just see they're prepping this beast system. We've been covering it for the last 3 years, my friends. But next, I want to go into this boogeyman, this restrict act that is also coined TikTok. It is wicked. Somebody sent me a video where this young lady was asking maybe Alexa about the restrict act, and it talked about how one of the provisions would allow the government to take over and use surveillance video platforms if they had over a million subscribers. Now, I tried to verify that. I couldn't find it, and bills often morph and change and get killed. But it's evil. You know where their hearts are. Let's read from Business Insider. Restrict Act explained. Proposed TikTok ban is a Patriot Act for the digital age, some lawmakers say. Of course it is. It's all a fat false flag. But the big picture is it's this beast all-knowing system, the article that we're going to read in the end. The Restrict Act would restrict a lot more than TikTok. I mean, it's deep, my friends. And it also is going to go after cryptocurrency. That is somewhat of a solution to go against the Federal Reserve private banks. Let's read. Although the primary targets of this legislation are companies like TikTok, the language of the bill would potentially be used to block or disrupt cryptocurrency transactions and, in extreme cases, block Americans' access to open source tools or protocols like Bitcoin, warns CoinCenter. These bills are so multifaceted, and they're written in a nebulous way that gives freedom for just criminality. Now, people on the mainstream alternative news, you know, many people think it's controlled opposition are pushing X, and sure, there's some freedoms. They give you little nuggets, but I thought this was alarming from Radix Verum. She is working on this documentary exposing this entrapment with the FBI and the Governor Whitmer kidnapping scam. I mean, it's beyond corruption. It's total entrapment. And she used open source documents from the court case. And they're going after her, my friends. Check out her YouTube channel. I'll play a little bit of her being very, very frustrated. But her X channel is being censored to launch this documentary. So if X really had our back, they would be promoting her. They'd be getting rid of this corruption. It's wings of the same bird, my friends. We've always said Elon Musk, if you put what Elon stands for, we've said this for 3 years, what Elon stands for, it's the same thing Klaus Schwab stands for. It's this beast demonic system, my friends. So let's play a little bit of her video. And again, go and check her out. I think she does amazing work, and she truly is an independent journalist.
It's at KNK Film Official on YouTube. Please go subscribe to it if you haven't already. It's obvious to me what's happening here, and I know it's kind of crazy to think that you're the like being specifically targeted. But I'm going to tell you a couple things that have gone on since I started working on this project. As many of you know, when I began this, lots of things have happened. We'll just say during my prison interviews with Adam and Barry, I'm trying to think of, by the way, how to word this without giving too much away, because I want, what's up, Brandy? I want a lot of it to be a surprise. Like when you watch the documentary, I want you to learn about this then, but I will just say that, you know, the federal prosecutor called me out specifically during Barry's sentencing hearing. He said that Barry's interviews with me, where Barry was basically explaining how he was innocent, they said that that was Barry being unrepentant and completely radicalized or something. And they called me like a YouTuber or something or whatever. It was goofy. They did not refer to me as a journalist like one would expect. They tried to discredit me, which is unfortunate. But they mentioned, me at his sentencing, and then they came up with this idea, at his sentencing, that he was a spiritual leader of this non-existent conspiracy or plot that they themselves created. And so I thought that was bizarre, but it was evident that they were watching, because I had just put out my first interview with him, just a tiny clip the night before his sentencing. Essentially, I asked him, hey, do you have a statement you'd like to make? I know that your sentencing is tomorrow morning. Would you like to get a statement out to the American people? Because that's what a journalist is supposed to do. I was providing a voice to somebody who didn't have one at that point. He didn't get to testify on his own behalf. So I put out that little 7-minute clip of Barry just kind of, speaking off the cuff, and Nils Kessler saw it by the next morning. So obviously they were already aware of me because I believe of the prison interviews for the documentary. And so that happened, and Barry ended up getting more time than Adam, despite the government initially claiming Adam was the ringleader. So, and I think it was retaliation for his participation in the documentary. Well, right after that, I said to Barry, after they gave him 20 years in Supermax, I said to Barry, hey, let's get statements for the weaponization committee, because we were very concerned that my communication with the guys was going to be cut off from that point forward. So I said, let me get statements from you now to the weaponization committee. Barry wrote a 4-page statement, and he read it, and I recorded him reading it. I got a video statement recorded. I got a statement from Adam. I published Barry's statement. The next day, Adam and Barry were moved to Supermax prisons across the country, and my home was soft raided twice in a 2-day period, never, of course, to happen again. So what a soft raid is when they raid your home under the pretext of you getting, quote, swatted, which did not happen, in my opinion. I think that it literally, they raided my house while I was premiering a video on the documentary channel called They're Trying to Shut Down My Documentary, because they were. That's why they moved Adam and Barry immediately after their sentencing. If you look into it, usually there's a couple weeks that go by between when you're sentenced to when you're actually moved to the facility that you end up at. And so that happened, and they came into my house armed. They looked around. They don't have the right to do that. The cop said to my face, I hope the FBI isn't doing this, isn't swatting you. And it was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life. So that happened. Like, this is, a lot has happened in the background that people are not aware of. When I went to be there for closing arguments at the last state trial, the prosecutor accused me of trying to, quote, intimidate the jury because I was taking notes. And he came out red-faced, screaming at me, screaming at the judge, at Judge Hamlin. It was incredibly disrespectful. And you know how the media reported this? The media, the mainstream corporate media there in Michigan reported it as the judge was like excoriating me or something. That's not at all what happened. Bill Ralston came running out, red-faced, huffing and puffing, pointing at me, yelling at me. He screamed in my face and told me to behave, That's what happened. And Judge Hamlin was like, well, what are you taking notes on? I told him, you know, I'm taking notes on the demographics of the jury, which I reported on when I covered the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. You guys know during that trial, I was able to give some information about the breakdown of the jury. If they were paying attention, if they looked like they were falling asleep, how many men versus how many women, you know, it gives you an idea, right? Of like, oh, you know, what the jury could be thinking. That's the job of a journalist, like literally. So he said, as long as I didn't put out any identifying information, I was fine. But they reported it as like Judge Hamlin excoriating me, which is not what happened. He went back into chambers with the defense lawyers and Mr. Ralston, and they just had a closed door discussion. And that was that. That's what happened. So we already know that, like, they're aware of me. They do not like me. Well, we get just a two or three days ago, The Intercept, left-leaning media, puts out their bombshell expose on one of the informants in the case, Steve Robeson, essentially confirming what we have been reporting and what has already basically been known in the discovery. You know, I had told you guys for the longest time, Impala said when he was interrogating Roby in December of 2020, you know, when they brought him up on a charge for something they knew he was doing, to silence him, that we have a saying in our office, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. So they put out little select audio clips. They apparently obtained the entire 5-hour interrogation video. They put that out, and within 2 days, my documentary account on X, aka Twitter, is terminated with I got no email. And as you guys can see, they're saying that
I'll put the link below. It's just interesting. Twitter suspends her account. She's covering FBI corruption. The Intercept does a full story, and it sounds like a limited hangout. Limited hangout is this controlled story narrative. I mean, good night, my friends. Check out her work. Government's gone rogue. It's out of control. Absolutely out of control. Twitter should be promoting her documentary, not suspending her work. And it sounds like she's under the crosshairs, a soft raid. I mean, good night, my friend. She needs prayers and protection. And if somebody's in the distribution business of movies, I think she goes on and says she needs some help there as well. I want to deep dive this article from Brownstone Institute about government funding AI tools for basically total surveillance via third parties, via social media, via colleges and universities, via our own government. It's wickedness, my friends. It's a deep dive. And you need to parlay this with what just happened with Twitter, suspending truth, going against government corruption. You need to think about this with the digital pandemic. But let's get into the article. Feel scared, very scared. Internet-wide surveillance and censorship enabling by unimaginable vast computational power of artificial intelligence, AI, is here. This is not a futuristic dystopia. It's happening now. Government agencies are working with universities and nonprofits to use AI tools to surveil and censor content on the internet. This is not political or partisan. That's why they launched this AI chat GPT to get us familiar with the technology. They probably already have this nonsense in place now. We did a podcast about DARPA. Go to SJ Wildfire and type in DARPA and censorship. This is not about any particular opinion or idea. What's happening is that the tool powerful enough to surveil everything that's said and done on the internet or large portions of it is becoming available to the government to monitor all of us. All the time. Think about the TikTok act that we talked about. Think about the digital pandemic of everything shutting down to basically then mainstream this whole system. Think about what we just learned with Twitter and X censoring that documentary about the Whitmer kidnapping scam. All of this plays a part in this beast system with one mind, one hive mind, that again is going to be biohacking you. Continuing, based on that monitoring, the government and any organization of company of the government partners with can use the same tool to suppress, silence, and shut down whatever speech it doesn't like. Think of the WHO in the next pandemic. But that's not all. Using the same tool, the government and its public-private non-governmental partnership, think of example, the World Health Organization or Monsanto, can shut also down any activity that is linked to the internet, banking, buying, selling, teaching, learning, entertaining, connecting to each other. If the government-controlled AI does not like what you or your kids say in a tweet or an email, it can shut it down. I remember I was reading the terms of service of Gmail, and it said they're going to be reading every one of your emails. They're building a profile for you. Then that profile will be linked to this digital identity in Meta. And again, subscribe. We cover this beast system all the time. Yes, we've seen this very local politicized event on a certain scale, for example, the Canadian truckers. But if we thought this type of activity could not or would not happen on a national or even scarier global scale, we need to wake up now and realize it's happening and might not be stoppable. New documents show government-funded AI intended for online censorship. The U.S. House Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government was formed in January 2023 to investigate matters related to the collection, analysis, dissemination, and use of information on U.S. citizens by executive branches, agencies, including whether such efforts are illegal, unconstitutional, or otherwise unethical. You got to remember, Washington, D.C. is a corporation. So all of this is a smokescreen. Nevertheless, in its investigations, this committee has uncovered some astonishing documents related to government attempts to censor the speech of American citizens. These documents have crucial and terrifying all society implications. In the subcommittee's interim report, dated February 5th, 2024, documents show that academic and nonprofit groups are pitching a government agency on a plan to use AI misinformation services to censor content on internet platforms. As a marketer, it's interesting how they use words, misinformation services. Specifically, the University of Michigan is explaining to the National Science Foundation, NSF, that the AI-powered tools funded by the NSF can be used to help social media platforms perform censorship activities without having to actually make the decision on what should be censored. This is totally not America. Here's how the relationship is visualized in this subcommittee's report. So you have the NSF working with all these colleges and universities. Then you have these propaganda tools like Searchlit, WiseDex, and then you have big tech social media. Here's a specific quote presented by the subcommittee's report. It comes from speaker's notes from the University of Michigan's first pitch to National Science Foundation, NSF, about the NSF-funded AI-powered WiseDex tool. The notes are on file with the committee. Our misinformation services helps policymakers at platforms who want to push responsibility for difficult judgments to someone outside the company by externalizing the difficult responsibility of censorship. Good night, my friends. I bind all this demonic evil in the name of Jesus Christ. This is an extraordinary statement on so many levels. It explicitly equates misinformation services with censorship. This is a crucial equation because governments worldwide are pretending to combat harmful misinformation when in fact they are passing massive censorship bills. The World Economic Forum declared misinformation and disinformation the most severe global risk in the next 2 years, which presumably means their biggest efforts will go towards censorship. When you lose the debate, you have to censor. When a government contractor explicitly states that it is selling a misinformation service that helps online platforms externalize censorship, the two terms are acknowledged as being interchangeable. It refers to censorship as responsibility. As a marketer, that I found hilarious. It refers to censorship as a responsibility to Satan. In other words, it assumes that part of what the platform should be doing is censorship, not protecting children from sex predators or innocent citizens from misinformation, just plain and simple, unadulterated censorship. It states that the role of AI is to externalize the responsibility for censorship. The tech platforms do not want to make censorship decisions. The government wants to make those decisions, but does not want to be seen as censoring. The AI tools allow the platforms to externalize the censorship decisions, the government to hide its censorship activities. So going back to that graphic, it's like government, colleges, censorship tools, big tech. So under the guise of these private corporations, they're going to censor you. And it reminds me of our ministry's point of view that the 10 kings just might be tech companies that have one mind, one hive mind. I'm seeing it play out. Biohacking you. And it's always a seed war. And all of this should end the illusion of and that what governments around the world calling countering misinformation and hate speech is not straight up censorship. They're calling the Bible hate speech. What happens when AI censorship is fully implemented? Knowing that the government is already paying for AI censorship tools, we have to wrap our minds around what that entails. No manpower limits. The subcommittee report points out that the limits to government online censorship have up to now involved a large numbers of humans required to go through endless files and make censorship decisions. With AI, barely any humans need to be involved. And the amount of data that can be surveilled can be vast as everything anyone says in a particular platform. That amount of data is incomprehensible to individual human brain. See, it's going to be an AI censorship model. No one is responsible. One of the most frightening aspects of AI censorship is that AI does it all. There's no human being or organization, but it is the government, the platforms, or in the university non-for-profits who actually are responsible for censorship. Initially, humans feed the AI tool instructions for what categories or types of language to censor, but the machine goes ahead and makes the case-by-case decision all by itself. It's almost like we're going to have to redefine words and be cryptic. I have a tough time doing that. That's why I was kicked off TikTok and highly suppressed on YouTube. No protection for young people. One of the claims made by the government censors that we need to protect our children from harmful online information, like content that makes them anorexic, encourages them to commit suicide, turns them into ISIS terrorists. ISIS is funded by us, and so on. Also, from a sexual exploitation, please. These are all serious issues that deserve attention, but they are not merely as dangerous as the vast numbers of young people as AI censorship is. We did a podcast, why the real reason why the government's going after TikTok is people, even though there's a lot of smut and garbage on TikTok and a lot of brain dead content, a lot of people are coming to Christ on TikTok. I had one video that I did about the invasion of the United States with 1,000 Chinese military-age men coming across the border in one night, one location. We're being invaded. And again, I had a dream about that years ago. Shut down. I can't remember the exact number how many, but thousands and thousands of people saw that video. They just terminated my channel. The danger posed by AI censorship applies to all young people who spend a lot of time online because it means their online activities and language can be monitored and used against them. Maybe not now, but whenever the government decides to go after a particular type of language or behavior, this is much greater danger to a much greater number of children than the danger posed by any specific content because it encompasses an all activity they conduct online, touching nearly every aspect of their lives. Here's an example to illustrate this danger. Let's say your teenager plays lots of interactive video games online. Let's say he happens to favor games designed by Chinese companies. Maybe he also watches others play those games and participates in chats and discussion groups about those games in which a lot of Chinese nationals also participate. The government may decide next month or next year that anyone heavily engaged in Chinese designed video games is a danger to democracy. And this is all theater. The excuse to go after our so-called boogeymen, I mean, you follow our ministry, this right-left paradigm, it's theater. The next VCast I'm going to do, I'm calling it potentially Transhumanism Trump, and the State of Union, I mean, it just looks like big-time wrestling. We are dealing with big-time wrestling. Never forget that. Trump's not going to save you, my friends. This might result in shutting down your son's social media accounts or denying him access to financial tools like college loans. It might also involve flagging him on employment or dating websites as dangerous or undesirable. It might mean he is denied a passport or put on a watch list. Monetizable censorship services, an AI tool owned by the government, can theoretically be used by a non-governmental entity with the government's permission and with the blessing of platforms they want to externalize the responsibility for censorship. So while the government might be using AI to monitor and suppress, let's say, as an example, anti-war sentiment, a company could use it to monitor and suppress, let's say, as an example, anti-fast food sentiment. The government could make a lot of money selling services and AI tools to third parties like McDonald's to suppress people saying this is garbage food. The platforms could also conceivably ask for a cut. This AI censorship tools can potentially benefit the government, tech platforms, and private corporations. The incentives are so powerful, it's almost impossible to imagine that they will not be exploited. Again, big picture. Digital pandemic, going after your bank accounts, going after all commerce. They launched this beast system, this biohacking system, this wireless body network in you, the Internet of Things. They launched 6G, 5G that communicates at the cell level. You become the cryptocurrency, Microsoft 060606. Then all social media, ID 2020, that graph that we always cover where you can't do anything. You can't do anything unless you're hooked up into this identification system, this Mark of the Beast type system. And then your free speech is gone. I mean, ultimately, it's optogenetics. You'll be hooked up to this hive mind and you will lose your free will. You will ultimately blaspheme the Holy Ghost and not be redeemable. But you can see this beast system coming forward. You can absolutely see it coming forward. And I go back. I go back to Twitter, this free speech platform suppressing this young journalists' activity going after the FBI entrapment case where people have been found not guilty. Some are rotting in jail. Follow her work. All she's doing is quoting the court case documents that's open source, and she's being harassed. She's being censored. May God turn this evil into good. I think she's a Christian. You know, pray for her. Pray for her because, you know, she actually, during that live event, when she lost her Twitter account, you know, she actually got pretty emotional. So I decided to do this video on multiple fronts. AI censorship, Twitter censorship, this beast system evolving, digital pandemic, biohacking you, flows. So Watchman News Ministry, we're taking a lot of risk. Please support us, sjwellfire.com. If you're not saved, get saved. All of this is biblical, my friends. Have a blessed day.